Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, into the 1 o'clock hour, final hour of the week, heading into Memorial Day weekend. Alex Gold, Nick Schwert, Jay Binkley in for Cody Tapp. We have Cody or Gold. It's been a couple weeks, guys. Cody or Gold coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Yes, you've been asking for it. Cody or Gold, Bink. I don't know how familiar you are with Cody or Gold, but people have been asking for it for the last couple weeks. We finally have it back again.
Good.
We need you to call in, though, right now if you want to line up for it. 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. Cody or Gold. Now, Nick, do we have... We have some prizes. We have some prizes laid out.
We have some incredible prizes. I don't want to spoil it. We'll do the grand reveal once we start the game.
Fair enough. 913-586-7610. We will play Cody or Gold. For those that know what it is, Nick will play a clip. Something I said or Cody said. And the audio hasn't been doctored. It's just been our voices have been altered, right? And it's that simple. And if you can guess correctly who said what, then you're in. And even if you don't know the clip, if you listen to the show, this should be pretty easy. Is that simple, Bink?
I like it.
We already have people calling into the wrong phone number. So will you give people the correct new phone number again?
913-586-7610. Looks like we already have full lines coming through. So there you go.
And I can see your name now.
Oh, yeah. We have the new system. There you go.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes calling in. That's nice.
How about that?
Big fan of the show. So there's a Patrick, Bink, that's calling in. I'm sure it's Patrick Mahomes.
And a David.
Uh-huh. Yep. There you go. So we'll play Cody or Gold coming up in just a couple of minutes. You had a question for me, though.
I did.
About the Chiefs.
Hmm? Here's the thing. And we're at the hot take season on NFL Network, ESPN Live, every show, every writer, picking the Chargers, the Bills, whomever. And I've seen a lot of the AFC West up and down. What KJ Wright, the former player, picked. Went against his teammate. He played for Russell Wilson for 9 years, but he picked the Broncos to finish last in the AFC West. Picked the Raiders to win it, by the way.
The Raiders to win it. What's so funny about it is they are the only other AFC West team that made the playoffs last year.
They're in my all disrespect teams. I think the Bengals are one of them, too, because no one given the Bengals. They actually got better in the offseason with their line and their secondary. I think they actually have a top 10 defense next year, to be honest with you. But everybody brings things up, and they'll talk about Herbert and Brandon Staley and the Chargers. They let everybody down all the time. I mean, they're the king letdowns.
Go back to Phillip Rivers, doesn't matter.
I think they're the most letdown team in the NFL. They are. I think they let more people down than any other team in the NFL is the Chargers.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's not somebody I'd put my money behind. The Broncos, Russell Wilson, okay. Which Russell Wilson are you getting? Russell Wilson 5 years ago is better than Russell Wilson now. So you get all these guys. But the one thing that's never talked about, and it should be because it is the most important thing. Well, first of all, quarterback-coach combination is number one. But the head coach, Andy Reid is 31-6 since 2015. And you're telling me, if you look at the quarterbacks – okay, you got Mahomes, and then all of a sudden you're arguing a little bit. Is it Herbert? Is it Russell Wilson? Derek Carr gets put at the end quite a bit, but there's an argument, a conversation. There's zero conversation when it comes to the best head coach in this division. None. At all.
Yeah.
Period. Andy Reid with the huge exclamation mark. 7-3 versus the Chargers the last 10, 13 in the last 16. 8-2 against the Raiders, 13-15 against them in the last 15 years, 13 straight against the Broncos, 31-6 since 2015. That is ownership of the divisions. Father's Day's coming up the 19th. Go ahead and write the Father's Day card from the division to Andy Reid because he owns this division. And that's the one thing we forget. And they've won six straight. But you're telling me Nathaniel Hackett, it's never peed a drop as head coach in the National Football League at all. He comes from as an offensive coordinator in Green Bay.
He's never what?
Peed a drop.
Okay.
In a pool. But Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Packers, called the plays. So now you have a coordinator didn't call plays. Remember that? That was the big thing on Bienemy. Well, he didn't call the plays. Well, Matt LaFleur called the plays, and Nathaniel Hackett's the head coach in Denver. Okay. Brandon Staley, the one coach I looked at last year that actually kept his team out of the playoffs was him. It wasn't players. It was him. It was the going for two. It was going for first downs. Cost him against the Chiefs. Cost him against the Raiders. One more win either one of those directions, he's in the playoffs. So you got Brandon Staley that you have to prove himself to, former coordinator. But again, one year as a coordinator before he becomes head coach. Likeable guy, people like him, but what's he done? He's never made the playoffs. Then you have Josh McDaniels that basically rode the coattails of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for years. And when he got a head coaching opportunity in Denver, he peed down his leg. So the bottom line is, you look at these coaches in this division, there is Andy Reid. And there is a gap between here and Oklahoma City, how big that gap is between head coaches.
Large gap.
No, it's a huge gap. But when people talk about it, that's the one thing I don't hear. And then, like, as far as the rest of the AFC, the biggest loss for any particular unit of a team that's the Vegas favorite to win the Super Bowl is the Buffalo Bills. And they lose Brian Daboll that really turned around who Josh Allen was and became that go-to guy. He's in New York. So what – will Josh Allen be the same? Because he orchestrated that whole offense with the Bills. He was because Sean McDermott's a defensive coach. He was a defensive coordinator before he became a head coach. That's a big loss. Like, if you take a look at offensive and defensive units of the top teams in the league, that is the single biggest loss. But sticking with the AFC, who's next behind Andy Reid? If I was going to say who's the next best coach in this division, you say, might say Brandon Staley because he's done it for a couple years now, but he's never made the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you on the AFC West.
There's no coaches.
Like, I'm with you on that part in the AFC West. Like, that is, if we're going to talk about it, finally, if you're on a national level and you hear, oh, finally, someone's going to overtake the Chiefs, you have to at least consider the coaching aspect. And you're 100% right. The gap is massive. For a division that we all agree is going to be super tough this year, there is quite the gap in coaching talent from the top, Andy Reid, to the bottom. And you can pick and choose whether Hackett's at the bottom because he just flat out doesn't have any head coaching experience. He's a big unknown. Hackett, for all we know, could turn out to be a great head coach. But right now, we just don't know.
Andy Reid is fifth all-time in coaching victories.
So in the AFC West, I'm with you. I'll push back a little bit on the Brian Daboll thing, not because I don't think Daboll's good for what he's become there and now the head coach for the Giants. But Josh Allen, to this point, is a good enough quarterback, has shown enough that, to me, him losing his OC, he's not going to suddenly just become an average quarterback. Like, I think it would have mattered 2 years ago for Josh Allen if he would have left, for example. I think Josh Allen is who he is now. He's going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league for a long time. I don't think you should be as concerned on the departure of Daboll if I'm Josh Allen, whereas, you know, if you're a younger quarterback, and I know Josh Allen's still young, but I'm talking about in your first or second year and you lose your OC, that's more problematic. Josh Allen has shown that he's a legitimate MVP candidate, one of the top five, six, seven quarterbacks, depending on really how you want to lay it out, in the league. But in the AFC West, I'm with you. Like, if we're going to talk about all these other teams competing and look at the odds, and the Chiefs are still the favorites, but we're going to say this team is good value and this is the year the Chargers get it done, how much faith do you have that Brandon Staley corrected his mistakes from last year? You're exactly right on the two games in particular where they should have been a playoff team and they weren't.
He's fifth all-time in wins. He's third all-time in playoff wins. He's tied with Don Shula.
Talking about Andy Reid,
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He's one away from Tom Landry holding second place. All-time playoff coaching victories. And you're going to take another clown to be a better head coach than Andy Reid, who's the only coach to have.
We're name-calling now.
Yeah, big shoes, the big nose, you name it. Josh McDaniels wears it well. But the bottom line is, win 100 games with two different organizations. Andy Reid's track record nowhere near anybody else in this division. Yeah. We have to pick the cute team. We forget who's the head coach.
You know how this goes, though.
And not only that, he averages 11.8 wins per year. If there's another team that wins 11 games, they throw a damn parade because they had a great season. I remember when the Cowboys got to 12 wins. Oh, whoa, let's have a parade. Andy Reid does it every damn year. Come on, son.
Who's the son?
You.
You tell him.
Me. I'm still picking the Chiefs to win the division.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Just my opinion. It's like the one thing you never hear.
I said I agree with you. I don't agree with you on the Daboll point, but I agree with you on everything on the AFC West. That's a challenge for everybody else that is not being discussed enough on a national level. All right. It is time for Cody or Gold. 913-586-7610. Nick has a couple audio cuts.
Yes, I do.
Could have been from this week. Could have been from a month ago. This is why if you listen to the show regularly, this is an easy game for you. He's going to play an audio cut, and you're going to have to say whether or not you think it was me or Cody. What do we have
on
the line?
Hence the name. Cody or Gold. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
I know. What do we have on the line? Great prizes today.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, first up, let's just go game by game. The first prize that our first contestant will be playing for, Nacho.
Nacho?
Will be playing.
Nacho?
It is a fitting prize for a guy named Nacho.
Perfect.
Will be playing for a Chiefs chef apron.
Okay.
That's right. You can't just get this anywhere. I'm sure you could. You could probably get it on the
team store.
You're
wearing this when you're tailgating out at Arrowhead.
At Memorial Day weekend, what a better weekend to grill out.
Yeah, I mean, well, they won't have the prize for this weekend, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but theoretically, if you did have the prize, you'd love to wear it on Memorial Day weekend. July 4th's coming up. Maybe we'll be grilling out there. Let's go ahead and welcome on our first contestant. Alex, would you do me the honor of bringing Nacho onto the show? Nacho, are you with us?
I'm absolutely with you, and I'm sure that you can't get this apron anywhere, but I will hang it up with the other three Chiefs aprons that I have. So.
Perfect, right? You have a little collection going there. All right,
yep,
Nacho.
Absolutely.
So this is a very fitting, well, we're talking about aprons, we're talking about nachos, we're also talking about hot dogs. That's right.
Hot dogs.
In a recent conversation with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, one of our hosts had a very pressing issue to discuss with Vern, in that he went to the press box recently and couldn't find any of the hot dogs. Nacho, I need you to tell me, was it Cody or was it Gold that was pressing Vern about where all the Royals hot dogs have went? Here's the clip.
Vern, I've noticed something the last couple games that I've been at. Where are the hot dogs, man? Where have they been? The two games I've gone to, there's been no dogs.
Are you leaving early?
No, you saw I was at the last game with you for I was there.
There were hot dogs.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about? Are you blind?
I didn't see any. I saw the bag of peanuts, and I grabbed the bag of peanuts. I didn't see nacho chips, and I didn't see hot dogs.
And you saw the cheese machine and the hot dog roller?
Yes, they were both there. Yep.
Okay.
There were no dogs. There were no dogs.
Yeah, I'm not responsible for keeping the hot dogs readily available,
but they're there. You know?
Yeah, they're there.
They've every time I've looked, there hasn't been any up there. Just bad timing on my part. We'll try to solve that. Very important questions. Like,
Royals finally win a game, and you're sitting here bitching about hot dogs.
Yes.
All right, Nacho, so tell me, was it Cody or was it Gold that couldn't find the hot dogs at Kauffman Stadium?
Well, Gold definitely didn't see nachos there since opening day because there's no reason to be there. But I do think it was Gold that was complaining about not finding hot dogs.
That is correct. Nacho, please stay on hold and we will get your information on how you can get your third Chiefs apron, even though they are completely exclusive to Cody or Gold.
Only place you can find it. Yes.
All right, let's welcome on contestant number two. Patrick joins us on Cody or Gold. Patrick, are you with us?
I am with you.
All right, Patrick, you, my friend, are going to be playing for something even more exclusive than a Chiefs apron. You will be playing, sir, for a Garth Brooks Stadium Tour hat. Not a ticket, but a hat. You can buy tickets on StubHub. I don't know where you're going to get a Garth Brooks hat. Are you a Garth Brooks fan by chance, Patrick?
That would be a negative.
All right, well, you're going to have to give this one. Maybe you'll re-gift it.
Is this from 07?
I don't know. Yeah, I got it from Speck's office. So
do you want me to add my stapler?
Yeah, there we go. I literally stole this from our boss's office. This is how much I care about this segment. This is how much I care about you, Patrick. Patrick, here's what I need to know. Earlier this week, one of our hosts effectively canceled compliments. He said it is no longer appropriate to give compliments to people, specifically women, when out in public. I'm going to play you the clip now, Patrick. I need you to tell me, was it Cody or was it Gold that said it's inappropriate to give out compliments to people you don't know? Here's the clip.
You can't go up to some random woman at a grocery store and be like, you know what? You look great today. That's weird.
Could you compliment her nails?
It's still very
Could you compliment high. Her shoes?
You don't know the woman. That's weird. It's one of those
things. I'm not allowed to compliment anyone as a man. That's what I'm being told.
If you're in line at, you pick your favorite grocery store in town and you're waiting for to scan your items and there's a woman behind you and you don't know her, you saying,
and you like
your
shirt.
You can't say,
that's a cool shirt.
Well, does the shirt say something funny or is it just a good looking shirt on her?
Well, I'm not asking you to walk up and be like, nice boobs. Well, Excellent work.
That's basically what you're implying, though.
No, I'm not.
No, it's not.
I'm just saying you can compliment people in a totally normal...
I don't ever compliment anyone ever. That's what you're saying. You have to be careful with random compliments to women. There is a very simple way to do it.
If
in
you
a
said that's a cool
manner.
Shirt or nice shirt, and then just move on with your day, you haven't.
If I slink into the booth correct. Next to you and say, "Wow, great rap,"
but again, to me, it's very specific. It's a funny slogan. Yeah, of course, it's not creepy then because there's actually. If it's just a shirt that looks good on the person, you're like, "You look great." That's weird.
All right, Patrick, was it Cody or was it Gold that says it's weird to randomly compliment women?
I'm going to say it's the hypersensitive Cody, my guess.
Oh! You know what? That would be pretty on brand for Cody to be sensitive about that and cancel compliments. But that was, in fact, Gold, who said it's weird to compliment women. Do you stand by that?
Well, the whole context of the conversation was, if it's someone you don't know,
played the context.
Yeah, you have to be very careful about... At a grocery store, let's say, and you're just standing in line and you just turn around like, you know what? You look great today. You can say it's being nice. It can be perceived as creepy. I just think you got to be a little careful. If it's a shirt that you actually like that is funny or has a quote on it, or if it's a Garth Brooks t-shirt, you're like, oh, did you go to the concert? Great shirt. Different than just happens to be wearing a pink top and you're like, great shirt. There's a difference, Nick. That's all I'm saying.
That's Cody.
Sorry, Patrick.
The Garth Brooks hat
lives on.
I'm sure Patrick, not a Garth Brooks fan, is tore up about the fact that he's not going to be able to get his hands on that Garth Brooks hat that's been
That's right.
Thank you to Specs bookshelf.
To Nacho and Patrick. Nacho's getting that chef.
Nacho's getting his third Chiefs apron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bink, what did you think? Cody or Gold? Could you tell?
The first one was a lot easier to me.
Okay.
Second one a little tougher.
Text line is correct, 913-586-7610. If you listen to the show enough, you know Cody and I have a specific way of interacting.
Did I ever tell you the Vern hot dog story?
I don't know if you told it on air, but yeah, where he dropped the hot dog on his khakis.
It left an imprint.
I think you've talked about
that. And he walked
before.
Around like holding some in front of him so he could tell.
Yeah. No, but honestly, the cut that Nick played is like, I was in the press, I couldn't find, there were no hot dogs. There were none. He says there were. I said there weren't. I didn't see any.
So no roller food.
I didn't see any rollers. Nope. By the way, this weekend, burger or dogs if you're grilling?
Burger.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you on the burgers.
Got to go burger.
Pink just put in a fat dip. Oh. Just a fat dip within the last 10 seconds. You couldn't make it the whole show? We made it to about 1:20 of the holiday, heading into the holiday weekend. Bank.
Holiday weekend.
I was going to go right in your wheelhouse with some college football for about 3 minutes. 3 minutes. College football. That's all we got for you today.
And everybody on Twitter's talking about this JPA football account.
Yeah, we're gonna get okay. to that coming up in the next segment.
Okay.
And the reason why I haven't rushed to get to it is because we've literally been saying the same thing for weeks, if not months.
Oh, I know.
Right? But I'll explain what that is. It has to do with Orlando Brown Jr. We can get to that coming up on the other side. But right
Stock
now,
college football
win totals are out. Bink. I saved these just for you. I've had these all week, and I said I'm saving this till Friday because Bink is filling in for Cody, and this is your wheelhouse. Win totals are out for the local schools in college football this year. Missouri's win total is set at 5.5. Again, I just saved this just for you. Otherwise, I wouldn't even been talking about it. 5.5 for Mizzou, 2.5 for KU, and 6.5 for Kansas State.
Okay. Who do I like better out of this deal?
Who do you feel more confident putting an over bet on, given the number?
Missouri. I like the recruiting. I like the direction they're going. I think Drinkwitz, kind of finally has this team going in the right direction. So I'd go Missouri in the 5.5.
No love for the Hawks, huh? Lance Leipold, year two.
You know, every year I say Kansas is going to go the over, and they never do.
Things are different. Things are different.
Okay, Tennessee Tech. I'll give them the dub on that one.
There we go.
Where else they get? Duke, maybe, because it's at home. Duke, two. Where's the third? They always sneak up. Sneak up and beat somebody they shouldn't. You know, maybe it's the damn Longhorns again.
I can't go over on the 2.5 for KU.
I can't either.
I would love to. No. When it's at 1.5, I typically have.
What's
when
Nick
it's
say? Lance Leipold, baby?
Yeah, that's right. Nick in his promo.
I do like what they're doing, though.
Lance
I do like
Leipold,
some of the players
baby.
Doing him.
Year-round, Nick, I'm sure we'll have a whole podcast about the KU win total at some point in the very near
for
future.
For sure. Working on it right now.
Very near future.
But Missouri's got New Mexico State. That's a dub. They've got Abilene Christian. That's a dub.
So there's two.
They've got Vanderbilt. That's going to be another dub. That's three. They'll sneak up and beat somebody like Arkansas. That'd be four.
How does the schedule line? Who do they have? Like, do they between Alabama and Georgia? Where are they at?
They've got Georgia, but it's in Columbia. That's by the way the first ever SEC game they had too. I was there.
Oh, okay.
I interviewed the Bulldog.
Text line wants to know: Bank Mizzou comes to Manhattan. Who are you taking head to head?
I gotta go Mizzou. September 10th.
Not trusting Martinez from Nebraska coming down to K-State?
I'll go Mizzou in that game. That's September 10th. That's going to be a hell of a game.
So, okay. So, what was the consensus? 2.5 KU, over, under.
I went under on KU.
Okay. Missouri, you're going over on the 5.5.
Over.
And you're going over, under on the 6.5 for the Wild.
Six with Kansas State would be the under.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I will go under on KU. I will go over on Missouri. And I will go over on K-State.
Are you going to go over K-State, too? I hope so.
Yeah, I think K-State will win 7 games this year as well.
I'll be honest with you, that K-State-Missouri game might go a long way to these over-unders, to be honest with you.
Very well could. All right, coming up next, we'll get to what's trending and what Bink was alluding to. There's a little bit of information out around Orlando Brown Jr. I really don't think it's all that new, but it just tells you why we might be waiting a while for Orlando Brown Jr. extension.
This is Cody and Gold on 610 Sports Radio. Check out Nick's Wave in the Week podcast with new episodes every Wednesday on the 435 Podcast Network and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Well, number one, how about Brad Keller on the mound tonight in Minneapolis as the Royals trying to start a winning streak, Bink, after a six-game losing streak. They snapped that last night in a win. Well, they're in action tonight with Brad Keller on the bump, 7:10 first pitch against the Twins right here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern's on deck show at 6 o'clock. The Royals 15-28 on the season.
Yeah, disappointing start. The Minnesota Twins come in here, sweep the Royals at home for the first time since 2010. So a little payback, I guess, with the Royals going up to Minnesota. Too bad Salvi's not playing in the series because he owns.
He was playing up there, huh?
He's the home run record at Target Field for any opposing players. So, yeah. Salvador Perez loves playing at Target Field. But, you know, three more here against the Twins. It's time. We'll see what happens. We're getting close to June 1st. And we've talked about Pascantino and Prado and when you bring him up. And if you keep winning.
I don't think it's happening anytime soon, unfortunately,
the thing is,
until they clear the deck.
If they were close to 500 or three or four games under, and it's like, okay, we're going to stay with who we got. When you're this far back, you start infusing the young talent. I think it helps you sell more people on Bally's buying the subscription when it comes up, and people would be a lot happier winning with some of those young stars. One half the NBA Finals is set with the Warriors. This is six out of the last 8 years, I do believe, they've been playing in the Finals, defeating the Mavericks 4-1. Celtics and Heat tonight, game six. Celtics lead 3-2. In what has been an extremely uneventful conference finals with the average margin of victory over 17 points, the NHL playoffs have been better than the NBA.
Yeah, across the board. I think the opening two rounds of the NBA postseason weren't bad, but the conference finals, you're right, have been weak. The last time there was a lead change in the last 5 minutes of an NBA game was over 2 weeks ago, and that was the Celtics-Bucks series back in game five of that. 2 weeks ago. The last time an NBA game actually had a competitive fourth quarter. So, yeah, it hasn't been great. Hopefully, one way or the other, we get our finals matchup wrapped up tonight. I think there's a very good chance the Celtics do win and wrap it up tonight. And then we set up a Celtics-Golden State NBA Finals, which would kick off next week. Next up on What's Trending, Amazon targeting Pat McAfee to create an alternate McAfee cast for Thursday Night Football. We know Thursday Night Football this year, including Week 2. When the Chiefs host the Chargers, going to be on Amazon Prime. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and there's some reports that maybe they'll have an alternate cast, and we just have to call everything Bink Cast, Schwert Cast, Gold Cast, Tap Cast. That's what we're doing.
You know,
I think McAfee would be good for it.
I am a little bit surprised they're kind of going against all the big money they paid Al Michaels and Herbstreit to do it, but hey, more eyeballs, I guess, on Amazon, the more things they can sell. So I guess I understand it, but this is now a trend, the Manning cast. And eventually, they're going to run out of talent. And there's only so many guys you can interview because they all fight over the same to have the, quote, big guest on your show. But, I mean, the Manning cast worked. I think the more they do this, you kind of lamer it gets, except for McAfee, like he belongs in something like this. But keep trying this with other people.
Yeah, it'll, I see what you're saying. Like, it's the hot thing right now.
It could be overkill at some point.
It'll phase out a little bit unless you have the real, you know, you have the correct grouping of people involved.
I'll give you an example. I was a huge fan of the MegaCast of the national title game. And, you know, all the different channels, watching the coach's room and the film room, and then watching the show with the broadcasters of the two teams, the hometown broadcasting. Yeah. But then lately I found myself just watching the actual game coverage, you know, with Herbie broadcasting. And so I tried it, I sampled it, but I found myself going back. However, I like the Monday Night Football crew better than it was. Brian Greasy sucked on Monday Night Football, so I would always go the other direction.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I having Buck and Aikman on Monday Night Football will make it sound better as well. Overall, I'm a little old school on if the game is competitive and good, or my team is playing, I want the standard broadcast. When it's a game I don't give a damn about, or it's already a blowout at halftime, that's when I'm more likely to dig in on the McAfee cast or Manning cast or anything else. But if it's my team or if it's a really good game, I want the standard broadcast. That's just how I'm old school in that regard.
I love the Manning cast, but I think they were kind of confused of what they were trying to do. I mean, I wanted more Peyton and Eli. And a lot of times I thought their interviews went a little too long. Like some of those guests just were kind of nervous a little bit. And I thought they kind of brought it down. I mean, they tried to infuse football into it, but I think they kind of got lost in the direction of which direction I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, how are they going to broadcast Thursday games at bars? People are going to be upset because some bars won't buy streaming. Dumb. A lot of bars still have DirecTV. If it's the Chiefs game, it'll have the local feed as well. Yeah. So like if on that Thursday night game, you can watch from one of the local channels if you don't have Prime. But for the rest of it,
if this is the way it goes, bars will all start buying streaming.
Correct.
Or just sit there and watch it on your phone.
Yeah, and Amazon Prime, like, yes, you have to have the Fire Stick capability, but overall, it's actually long-term would be cheaper than DirecTV. I get the bars still have to have DirecTV for other sports.
Or watch
but
on your phone.
They'll make adjustments. I mean, it is if you want to have people come to your bar to watch the Chiefs or Thursday Night Football, you're going to end up having at least a few TVs that have Amazon Prime capability. That's just, unfortunately, kind of, I think, where it's headed.
There's an app Dana and Hugh showed me one time, and it's brilliant. You take your phone, and if you're in a bar anywhere, and you can listen to the audio through the app on your phone.
Tunify or something like that?
Yeah, what a deal.
Tunify, something, I don't know.
Game changer.
Lastly, on what's trending, Colin Kaepernick had a workout yesterday with the Raiders. According to Jeremy Fowler, while it was positive, no deal is imminent at this time. So, a whole bunch of nothing is what we're... Which means my theory of it being a publicity stunt to cover up for the John Gruden lawsuit going on seems to be looking better and better.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to become too much time. Too much time in between.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Nick Schwartz with you. You can obviously hear Bink filling in for Cody today. So what you were alluding to before the break, we talked about Orlando Brown Jr. earlier today because yesterday Andy Reid was once again asked, where are things at with negotiating a long-term contract? Orlando Brown Jr. has been placed with the franchise tag. He hasn't signed it yet. The deadline to get a long-term deal done is July 14th. Right now, he's a $16 million cap hit for this 2022 season. He still does not have an agent. There was a new report. I say new report. I think it's getting traction on social media, but Bing, I don't think the information is necessarily new. Essentially, it's from OutKick. One of their writers, Armando Salguero, I believe, he tweeted out that Orlando Brown Jr. is wanting to become the highest paid tackle in football, according to a source. Went on to say there are some issues with that, not the least of which is quite fundamental. So he doesn't have an agent.
What does that mean? What does that part mean?
He said at least one of those agent interviews included discussion of how to get a deal that would potentially make Brown the highest paid player at his position and get him the highest guaranteed money any tackle has gotten.
What does it mean that the issues are not fundamental?
I think what they're assuming is that
the Chiefs are comfortable making him the highest paid left tackle.
No, he said it's the least of which is quite fundamental.
Oh, okay.
I think this information isn't necessarily new. We've been talking about Orlando Brown Jr. based off of the comments from his mentor in March that he was already insinuating he wants to be the highest paid left tackle in football. So that part isn't really new.
Well, it's new that it's new in the fact that like we've assumed it, and you could have taken it any which direction to say okay, he'd be paid amongst the highest paid. But the fact that now it's okay, No, he wants to be the highest, not one of the highest. He wants $24 million a year. He's going to want $50 million guaranteed. Like, that's
because that's kind of what Trent Williams got. He got 6 for $138, 55 guaranteed. But Chief, that's just another Chiefs deal. Everybody wants to be the highest paid. Tyreek Hill, highest paid wide receiver. Trent Williams, highest paid tackle. And then you got Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just push back on, like, I don't really think it's new. I mean, I pulled up the old article, and in that old article, it says, quote, he wants to be a Super Bowl champ, a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro, a team captain, the highest paid at his position, and most importantly, the Walter Payton Man of the Year, Jamal Brown said.
I highly doubt that part's the most important to him.
When I bring up that quote, though, is like, again, today's information that a source is telling this outlet that Orlando Brown Jr. wants to be the highest paid tackle in football. We've kind of known that. His mentor told us. His goal is to be the highest paid at his position. So that isn't even new. It's just that it's already heading into June and the guy doesn't have a damn agent.
Which is crazy. Because these agents want to represent him because they know this guy's about to land a huge deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Not only that, just the marketing opportunities that you have, having an agent, all the different things.
I think
the Chiefs want
him to have an agent, too.
Yeah, they do.
They would much rather deal with an agent than go through him.
They can't negotiate with him. It's like the Ravens and the problem they're having with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, well, Lamar won't even, Lamar just seems like, at least we know that Orlando Brown at some point wants to be Lamar has every indication hasn't said crap to the Ravens about what he might want to do in his future. Well, that whole thing is a mess.
And that's the part, I can't remember who said this last year. It was referencing Lamar Jackson, and they said the issue with guys not having agents is that when you're negotiating your own contract and you ask for this and the team's not quite willing to do that, the agent is there to take care of all of that, so you are disconnected from it. But the reason is because when you're the player negotiating on behalf of yourself and the team's not giving you what you want, it becomes personal. Which it shouldn't be. Yeah. It never is. It's always business. But if you're the one doing it, then it does become personal to you. And that's when issues arise that wouldn't normally.
It's why you negotiated Cody's contract.
Right.
Because you didn't want it to become personal.
And it didn't. And we got the deal done.
Yeah. See? Agent. Hire one.
And you won't hire me as an agent. So when you're
going, I already have other representation.
Oh, okay.
I'm not hiring Nick to represent. I don't feel like you should represent both hosts on the same show.
Why?
We already know B-Dub's representing you for your future producer contracts. Yes. B-Dub's got a pool by the house now and everything.
Well, and he's been in the business longer than I have.
Yeah.
He knows how the game's played.
Mm-hmm.
The text line
says, and it's a fair question, shouldn't the highest paid offensive tackle be the best offensive tackle? Look, the logic is sound. I get it.
Currently, it is.
I get it. Like, it's a fair question. And you would think, well, you should be paid like if you're actually the best. He's not the best left tackle in football. We're all in agreement there. He's not. Orlando Brown Jr. is not the best left tackle in football. I don't think he's bad. I think he's still towards the top half of the league. But let's not act like we've never seen someone get paid like the best at the position without being the best.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to do it.
Look at the current market at left tackle, though.
I'm not saying you have to do it. You don't have to do anything. But we, at one point in time, saw Derek Carr as the highest paid quarterback in football. He never was the best quarterback in football.
But we know the quarterback market will just always go up.
Yeah, I mean,
right? That's been firmly established.
At a greater rate than left tackle, but the left tackle market also, if you are as young as Orlando Brown Jr. is,
26,
and he's healthy, and you're due for a new payday, it doesn't shock me at all that is putting you...
No, it's not that it's shocking, but again, going back to the question that texter asked, you look at the left tackle, Trent Williams, David Bakhtiari, Laremy Tunsil. Those are the three left tackles that are making above $20 million, and they're all actually making above $22
million. And Rashawn Slater is as good as any of them, but he's on that rookie deal.
Right, but those three guys are the three highest paid guys at that position. And you could argue, maybe not the three best left tackles, but those are three of the top five left tackles in football.
Yeah, and I think Orlando Brown's probably like the 10th.
He was the Pro Bowl starter in the AFC, but wasn't an All-Pro.
With that, making him not just one of, but making him the highest paid guy.
Unfortunately, this is, to me, the spot the Chiefs have put themselves in, though. They, a year ago, traded a first-round pick, and I understand, Bink, as you'll point out, they got a pick 58 back or whatever as well. But
which is big.
But they gave up a first-round pick, okay, to Baltimore for Orlando Brown Jr.
But here's the thing, though. I understand it. Yeah. But they did get Nick Bolton, and if he did redraft it, that would have been a first-round pick. So,
well, we can play that game with a lot of trades, in essence,
they did get a first. I mean, yeah, it's all how you look at it.
Sure. So, yes. So, if you don't sign him to a long-term deal, because let's say you're dead set and you're saying, I'm not making him the highest-paid left tackle in football because he's not. We're not doing it. Okay, so then he plays this year on the franchise tag because he's going to play. He would play on the tag. Not going to sit out. He'd play at $16 million.
You tag him again.
Then, and you could do that, okay? Or at that point, you would be talking about another long-term extension. And if he had another season where he was healthy, we'd be right back in the same boat because he'd be betting on himself. Potentially, he could actually cost more money. Or he's not that good. And you move on and you need to go find another future left tackle. And we're back to where we were 2 years ago looking for a left tackle again. Like they put themselves in somewhat of a bad spot here.
Yeah. Because that's my next question is it's okay. We all know this is the predicament that they're in. That's what they put themselves in when they traded that first round pick to go and get him. The question becomes though, when you are in a position where you've got to pay a guy who, if you want to call him, whatever, the 10th best left tackle in football, and you've got to pay him, not just as the top paid left tackle, but you're paying him as the top left tackle at a position that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's probably the second or third most important position on a team.
And the second or third most expensive position on a team, behind maybe wide receiver, defensive end, and quarterback, or pass rusher and quarterback. This is the most expensive position.
It's a very important one, yeah.
Like, is this an appropriate time to go back and, like, reassess the position that Brett Veach and Andy Reid in this front office have put themselves into the point where this is what this guy's demands are. You have got to hitch your wagon to a guy who is a maybe slightly above average left tackle, but you have to pay him a premium, and he happens to pay a premium position.
Look, and we've talked about, like, just because you give up something doesn't mean you have to do something. But I just thought, like, I guess what I'm more confused by is I know you're not shocked, Nick, but seemingly there's just, like, this sudden surprise that Orlando Brown Jr. wants to be the highest paid left tackle in football. The day he was traded to Kansas City, the agreement and understanding was, hey, guess what? He's going to play out his rookie contract. And if he doesn't get hurt, you're going to have to pony up the Brinks truck.
Yeah, but not everybody's reading every single quote by, like, every single person that's speaking out.
No, it wasn't a quote. It was literally, I said it on the air. Cody said it. Carrington said it on the air. Bink may have said it. Like, there was an understanding that you were going to be in this very spot today.
I said
today.
It before all you guys did.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this wasn't a surprise.
That's all I'm saying. Like, so there's no, like, how could they not have seen it coming? They knew this was coming.
Yeah, this day was coming. The minute you make the trade, you know, because they knew what they were getting into. 100%.
Now, they didn't maybe know that he wouldn't have a damn agent with a month and a half to go to the deadline.
This is why Baltimore is willing to trade him.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
And they've got Ronnie Stanley, who is also making $19 million.
Which is their true left tackle.
And that's a great point, Nick, because that's the other issue. What do you do in 2023 if you don't have a left tackle? Are you drafting one? You think it's a good tackle draft?
And then hope he's ready to start right away?
And if you say, oh, I'll just go sign another left tackle. Well, if that guy's good and you actually want him, like, that guy's not cheap either. Now you can say, well, he won't be the highest paid left tackle. So you want to sign the 18th best tackle and pay him top, like he's a 10th best tackle? You want to do that? And you're confident with that? That works for you?
It's purely the dollar amount for me. It's not that he wants to be the highest paid. It's that he's going to want $23 million annually. And that is just, you can say that you have to do it, and I don't disagree with that. But in 3 years from now, and you're paying this guy.
In 3 years, he wouldn't be probably the highest paid left tackle.
Right, but if you're still paying him $23, $24 million and you don't feel like you're getting elite production, like, that's a guy we're all going to point to and say, when can they get out from underneath this contract? Because he is hampering their ability to go do this, that, and the other.
And it also, just that move to get him, save the Chiefs for once again, looking for that left tackle in this year's draft, because they had other positions they had to take care of. And the year before, the Liam Eichenbergs, the Sam Cosmi, the Alex Leatherwood, those guys didn't end up playing left tackle. So they knew they were screwed getting Orlando Brown. And like I said, there's other fish to fry, other wide receiver, getting that backup tight end. I mean, there's other high priorities they need than left tackle, which would cure a lot of their issues. Because if they do get him under contract, and he knows this too, Patrick Mahomes has his line until he's in his 30s. This line will be together when he hits 30 years old.
Yeah, and
that's big.
This is, you know, if you say, well, how can you afford to pay your left guard X amount of money? How can you then afford to pay your left tackle X amount of money? Well, how you're able to do it is if you take advantage of the 12 picks you had this year, you mentioned they got 10 next year. If you have your linebacking core of Nick Bolton, Willie Gay on rookie deals, you have, you know, Trent McDuffie for another 4+ years, hopefully on a rookie deal. And hopefully he's that guy. And again, it's banking on you evaluating these guys properly. Hopefully you found your Sky Moore wide receiver for 5 years or 4 years on a rookie deal, right? That's what you're banking on is with these picks. How can you possibly afford to spend this kind of money on a left tackle and not ruin other? It means you are evaluating at other non-premium positions and you have those guys that are playing like stars, but you're not paying them like that. How can you pay a non-star more money? Well, it's because you might have a star most likely at center and right guard that you're not paying star money. I know it's an offensive lineman group. We don't consider them stars and all that, but we would agree Creed Humphrey is one of the best centers in football already. And you got him on a rookie deal for another three plus years.
This is why I'm a huge, huge advocate of having a guy on offense and a guy on defense that doesn't count against your cap.
You want to change the whole model of the league. Okay.
You get one exemption on offense, one exemption on defense.
Non-quarterback? Because otherwise everybody would just say quarterback.
It would have to be the quarterback, but it would free up other money to give other people.
Interesting. Look, the cap is going to keep going up. We know this. When more and more TV money comes in, COVID pushed it back. That altered the plan here a little bit too. Let's keep that in mind with every team in the league. But the expectation is it could eventually start going back up $18 to $20 million a year. We could see that huge jump. That obviously alleviates some of the problems here for the Chiefs and for other teams. That's interesting.
The final word.
Bank, thanks for filling in, man.
It's fun.
You're going to be on the drive, at 5 o'clock?
I think we're going to do a happy hour thing, but if not, I'll be doing it Tuesday. So I'll be...
Okay.
I think we're going to do it. I haven't talked to C-Dot at some point.
Nick, you're off to Iowa.
Battle Creek, baby.
Battle Creek, Iowa. Have a lot of fun. Hope everybody has a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Cody will be back on Tuesday. I'm out for a little while. I'll be back on the 7th, I think, something like that.
Interviewing for a new job?
That's right. Yep.
National?
Heading to Nashville for a couple of days as well. Seriously, hope everybody has a fun, safe holiday weekend as well. Cody and Gold, back at it next week.
To Cody and Gold.
I'm not interested either. That's more just, I don't want to put a foot in my mouth.
610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.